Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Chef Chris Holland, who is the owner and executive chef of Astoria's Baked Alaska Restaurant in Astoria, Oregon. Holland was selected recently to represent Oregon in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans coming up in early August. So welcome, Chef. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on being selected to represent the state in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off. I don't know how that comes about, how people get selected, and, you know, what kind of competition you're up against.
You know, I had to, there was a certain amount of self-promotion.
Oh, okay.
to get put into this, you know, it's, there was so many talented chefs in this this region in Oregon, and especially mm-hmm. in the city in Portland, and out here on the coast, and you know, I guess I spent a lot of time trying to just get the right connections and kind of lobbying to have the opportunity to compete in this competition.
Okay, well, that's smart. I'm glad you got the recognition, and I assume that your restaurant's getting a lot of recognition for this as well.
We're getting a lot of press, and we've been, you know, after we're in our 14th year here, and, you know, it takes time, you know, even surviving those first couple of years is tough enough, and then, you know, gaining recognition and constantly trying to keep things fresh is always challenging, but also exciting, you know, at the mm-hmm. same time to keep moving forward in our business and doing what we believe in.
Definitely. Well, I want to ask you about the restaurant, but first I was just wondering, for the Great American Seafood Cook-Off, what you have planned and what you'll be making.
You know, interestingly enough, I did an event last week in our restaurant, sold the dining room out, and did called the You Pick the Dish. And I had we had about 70 people and 5-course all seafood tasting menu, where the guests got to help be a part of the process of what dish we were going to submit. After all was said and done, it blew me away. I did not expect people to pick our ling cod dish. So I kind of took my salmon dish back to the drawing board, you know, to represent Oregon at the Great American Seafood Cook-Off. You know, Chinook salmon, Dungeness crab, and other in-season ingredients are what we have to bring. And there's no choice.
Okay.
That's the obvious decision.
Well, and do you know what format that's going to take yet? You know, what the actual dish will be?
I do. We're gonna really highlight Chinook salmon. So, first of all, we're gonna cook crispy. I'm gonna cook crispy skin Chinook. It's a troll caught right off the Oregon coast. We're gonna get a larger fish, probably an 18 pounder. So we get a nice kind of chunky. We're gonna block cut it. And you know, that the fish off here is so beautiful. We're gonna do crispy skin, but we're also gonna quick cure salmon roe. So we're going to highlight the fish itself, the skin being crispy, almost like a salmon skin bacon, if you will, quick cured salmon roe, and then I'm making a kind of a layered stock. It's a rendition of a classic fish gourmet, and if you ask a French chef, you'd be like, you can't make the stock with salmon, but we're going to make a stock with salmon.
Wow.
Steamed with Pinot Noir Rosé from the Willamette Valley, and then the sauce, or the stock, will be layered. Partway through, we'll be adding dried wild porcini mushrooms. And right at the very end, I'm going to steep a little bit of locally roasted coffee in the finish.
Okay.
So when you taste the broth, you're going to taste the sea, you'll taste the fish, followed by the earth, the wild mushroom hint, followed by the boldness at the very end finish. So this broth will be poured at the end upon service of the dish to the judges. But also in there, not only Chinook salmon, but Dungeness crab legs. We're going to use some bright, beautiful baby cherries, fresh peaches, arugula that I actually grew myself in the garden will be part of the dish. So anyway, that's kind of the gist of it.
Well, you're really representing Oregon well there, with between wine and seafood.
Yeah,
and
you know, when people taste it, I want them to taste Oregon, give them a sense of place.
Yeah.
Wow, this is what Oregon tastes like.
Now, as you were describing it, basically, I'm practically drooling over here, so I think that the other competitors really have a lot to worry about with you.
Well, I don't know. You know, the cool thing about this area is we're not, we don't have a predetermined style of cooking, if you will. I mean, we have a style, but we're not known for Cajun and Creole, like they are mm-hmm. down south, or barbecue, like they are in Texas, or Tex-Mex in you know, the Southwest, or, you know, or the, you know, your meat and potato comfort food in the Midwest. We are known out here for ingredients, and we just have an entire, I use the term arsenal of ingredients to work with out here that are, you know, in season, they're mm-hmm. best when in season, and that is what we focus on.
So I assume that's what you do at Baked Alaska Restaurant as well. Is seafood really a big part of what you serve there?
Seafood is a big part of what we serve, but it's not all we serve.
Okay.
You know, we do highlight, you know, the beautiful local ranchers. You know, Painted Hills Co-op of, you know, natural beef. Pork, you got to have, you know, we get accused of using pork belly a lot.
Okay.
But, you know, but also, you know, like I said, the wild mushrooms are in season, wild berries. We buy from foragers. We buy from fishermen. We buy, you know, direct from farmers mm-hmm. as well. Not mm-hmm. entirely, but we try to as much as we can.
Well, that's great. And then as far as seafood dishes on your menu, are you the type that, you know, I will only use sustainable or local, or what's your philosophy?
Well, our philosophy is this. I define Northwest cuisine as sourcing our food from within close proximity at its peak of freshness.
Okay.
That kind of sums it up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we only buy sustainable. We do not ever use any farm fish, ever. And I'm just a big believer in trying to source food from within close proximity as possible. Now, that being said, we don't have, you know, big scallops here in Oregon. So they come out of Alaska.
Right.
I prefer Alaskan halibut over Oregon halibut. It's whiter, it's bigger fish. And we try to buy all salmon from this area. However, Alaska, you know, I'm from there. I'm a little biased. It has beautiful salmon as well.
You grew up with then, you know, the beautiful fish all around.
You know,
so
sometimes you want to get, you need, if you want to have the best, you got to go sometimes go and find it. So, you know, do we do 100% from Oregon? No. Do we represent well? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do buy my tuna, sashimi grade, I get from Hawaii. You know, it's the best,
mm-hmm.
right from the Honolulu fish auction, fresh right off the boat, and overnight Federal Express, we get it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I ordered tuna about an hour ago. I'm going to have it about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Perfect. And is that, do you do seared tuna, or is that for more of
we
a
use,
sashimi?
Yes,
or
seared tuna. Like,
okay.
We recommend the guests don't have it over rare.
Yeah.
Not, we'll serve it more, but you're not going to get what we are trying to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, what are the most popular seafood dishes there?
You know, the two most popular dishes are barbecue salmon, or we dubbed kind of campfire salmon. We make a craft beer barbecue sauce, briefly dunk the fish. We don't want it to be saturated with barbecue. We want to highlight the salmon, but on the outside, that sauce will get caramelized, if
okay.
you will, on the very outside. And we serve it right now. It's on grilled corn and wild mushrooms.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
We also, our seared scallops are really just beautiful. Cider aioli, shiso, which is kind of a peppery green, and they're on grilled peaches, which are, you know, in season right now. In fact, they're coming into season a little early here in Oregon.
Okay.
Peaches are, and everything's coming out faster. It's been a pretty good grow year.
Wow. That dish sounds amazing. Actually, they all do, so.
Thank you.
And then what seafood suppliers or distributors do you use to really ensure that you get the quality you're looking for?
I primarily Ocean Beauty Seafoods, and I like to form, I'm not a huge fan of salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
We have relationships with our purveyors. They are relationships. We have an understanding of our expectation and what they can offer. And we primarily use Ocean Beauty Seafoods. I do buy from local fishermen when I can, assuming they have proper licensing,
mm-hmm.
To sell it to me. But Ocean Beauty and our rep is the biggest key there. I mean, he cares. You know, these purveyors exhibit the kind of passion that we exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an understanding that this is what we expect, but this is what they can offer. So that's, you know, as far as seafood goes,
Okay. Oh, that's great. Definitely high quality there. And it's neat that you work with local fishermen as well, and when you can. And it definitely, I love chefs that, you know, source directly and kind of probably get to know them and where they fish. And, you know, just like with the ranches you work with and stuff, I imagine you visit there and get to know them as well.
Oh, we try to get out and just, we want to know where food comes from. We don't want any mysteries.
Yep, exactly. Well, I appreciate you telling us about not only the Great American Seafood Cook-Off, but what you're doing at Baked Alaska, and really a pleasure talking with you and learning more about your business.
Definitely. Thank you very much. We're absolutely ecstatic to represent Oregon and my adopted hometown of Astoria. This cook-off, it's a big honor. We're ecstatic.
It certainly is, and I'll be anxious to hear, you know, how that competition goes. So good luck there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.